The thing that holds us back is fear. How do we overcome that fear?
So am I fearless? No. Do I fear a lot of things? No. I do think there's only one thing that ultimately makes you break free from fear, which is to find a way and wake up from a dream.
How to go from average to fortune. There's five simple steps. First one, get serious. And you must get serious about two very important things, setting your goals and where you want to go. The second point is get smart. You just must keep up the steady process of learning. Never cease your quest for knowledge. Number three, you've got to get going. All of the things that you've learned will not do you that much good if you don't put it into an action plan. Here's number four, you must get excited. It's pretty exciting to know that any day you wish, you can change your life. Number five is get away. You must learn to get away and be alone. Learn to get away and reflect. Learn how to live as well as how to earn. You must balance your life. Get serious, get smart, get going, get excited, and get away.
You're never going to get anywhere looking for the easy way to do hard things. After all this time, you are still looking for someone to come and hand you some magic formula that makes everything simple, that makes everything easy. Some secret method that helps you skip the boring and difficult parts and skips right to the result.
If you give up a little bit today, like you can't get it back. Like if you skip a workout today, there's no possible way to get that back. When you let something go, it's gone. And Rome wasn't built in a day, but Rome didn't fall apart on a day either. It didn't fall apart because of one thing. It falls apart just a little bit at a time.
What if the pain you carry is not an ending, but the beginning of something sacred? Transformation rarely feels gentle. It is a tearing, a breaking, the loss of everything you thought was solid. But in that breaking, space is made. The self you clung to begins to fall away, and something truer, something eternal, begins to rise. It is not always clean. It is raw, uncertain, and often lonely. But growth never comes without cost. To rise, something must fall. To be healed, something must be surrendered. To live again, something within you must die. Trust the breaking. It is the soil where rebirth begins.
If you have big goals, they motivate you, they stimulate you, they excite you, they enthuse you. If you have no goals at all, you just go around in circles. What we have found is that goals are the fuel in the furnace of achievement. You have big goals, and the more you work on the goals and the more you feel yourself progressing toward them, the better you feel, the more positive you feel, the more momentum you develop, and the more you feel yourself to be unstoppable.
You're not going to fix everything at one time, okay? Pick the battle that you can win today. That you can win. You pick the battle that you can win today. I'm saying deal with one thing at a time as you're ready and able to deal with it. All right? Just pick one battle. When you win that battle, pick another battle.
But that's just the way how it is. I have learned along this way. The more you shine, the more shadows you cast. It just goes hand in hand. That's the price for all of this.
You've lived a life dominated by doubt and fear. How do you step into bravery? Step. That's how you step into bravery. Step. Take a step. Step aggressively towards your fear. And that step towards your fear is the step into bravery.
In that your being is limited and flawed and fragile, you're like the genie, which is genius in the little tiny in the little tiny lamp, you know, this immense potential, but constrained in this tiny little living space. But the fact that you have limitations means that the plot of your life is the overcoming of those limitations, and that if you didn't have limitations, well, there wouldn't be a plot, and maybe there would be no life. And so that's part of the reason why perhaps you have to accept the fact that you're flawed and insufficient, and live with it and consider it a precondition for being.
You're either committed to mediocrity or you're committed to greatness. You're either committed to being productive or you're committed to being non-productive. You're committed to being happy or you're committed to being unhappy.
Well, the average lifespan is 72 or 82. Whatever it is that you're expected to live, you're going to work 65 of it in order to enjoy 10, 12 years? You've done that wrong. It's the wrong focus. In order to get there, you're going to have to allow that to burn away layers of yourself that don't deserve to be there. There are self-doubts and these inhibitors are where you've allowed negative voices in your life to tell you what you can be or tell you what you should do.
And you are here. That life exists and identity. That the powerful play goes on and you may contribute a verse. That the powerful play goes on and you may contribute a verse.
People who found their purpose are better partners, better parents, better professionals, better people. And so if everyone in the world was deeply aligned and connected to their purpose, the world would be a beautiful place. And I think any pain we see in the world comes from a disconnect with purpose. The people who need the most love often ask for it in the most unloving ways. So we confuse love with power. We confuse love with control. We confuse love with validation and being liked. And to me, love comes from living our purpose, self-love and true love with other people.
Commitment is major. See, when you decide that you're going to do something, when you commit yourself to live a life that's different than the life that you live, you hold yourself to a higher standard. You're seeking something, you're pushing the envelope, you are challenging yourself. You are willing to walk by faith and not by sight. And you know as a warrior that there's a dramatic difference between being a warrior and being a warrior. Anybody can worry.
That step towards your fear is the step into bravery. Because we are scared of what we don't know. And there is only one way to learn and to know, and that is to confront that fear. You have to step, you have to go. And this simple action, this simple attitude, it answers so many questions.
Either you put in the work now and you live the life of thrills and possibilities, or you work and pay bills and end up paying medical bills for the rest of your existence. Put in the work, burn through the other layers, get past self-doubt, build your body, build your mind, get the emotional maturity necessary for you to overcome the need of being validated by others. There's greatness in you. But it all become out if you're willing to burn through the sense of being burnt out. If you're burning out, that means you've been set on fire. And that which is on fire can ignite other fires. Stay focused.
Why is it that people are frightened by commitment? Because
When you say the word commitment, that intimidates a lot of people. Why? Because it means you have to deliver.
How do you get to the gym every day? You step. You go. How do you change your diet? You step. You go. How do you overcome fear of failure, or fear of success, or fear of fear itself? You step.
That when we put ourselves in a situation where we say we're going to do it, it puts you in another zone where the universe responds to you. When you have that kind of consciousness, see, the universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied. Because that is your commitment. That business that you want, that book you want to write, that dream that you have of controlling your destiny, that is yours. That power to create that and to manifest that, that is yours.
The first step you need to take is just that. Step.
The person you can control. People are not who you want them to be. Kill your idols. Sure, there are things we can learn from people, but people aren't going to be what you think they are, what they should be. People, even those people you have put up on a pedestal, are going to be faulted, weak, egomaniacal, condescending. They're going to be lazy, entitled, short-sighted. They will not be perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen, it takes a lot of energy to reach your goal. It takes a lot of emotional, mental, and spiritual energy to reach your goal. And you can run faster with 100 who want to go than with one around your neck. Nourishing relationships are the relationships that inspire you. They motivate you. They bring the best out of you. Toxic relationships are relationships with people that always criticize you. All they can do is find fault. All they can do is just exploit your weaknesses. All they can do is remind you of the mistakes that you've made in the past.
You know what strength is? It's not being strong. It's not muscles. It's not making everything look perfect. It's going through your hardest times and still pushing through it. Strength sometimes crying through your day, but making it through your day. Strength sometimes barely making things work, but it ended up working. That's strength. Stop thinking because you're going through hard times that that has to be a hard life. Don't let a hard moment, don't let a hard month, don't let a hard year turn into a hard life.
Human beings that get obsessed and immersed in any topic can become great at it, and so can you. So pick what you want and get laser focused. Begin to eliminate all the distractions. You are not hungry enough. You are not starving enough, and you are not focused enough. I say this to you as a friend. What are the things that are stealing your focus? Who are the people that are stealing your focus? And begin to eliminate these distractions. Get laser focused and obsessed on what you want. Be starving and hungry to get it. Be desperate to get it. The combination of desperation and hunger with laser focus over an extended period of time is the formula to be great at something.
Because you can't control other people. You can't make them what you want them to be. You can't make them who you want them to be. The only person you can control is you.
And then I would say you live for the day. Maybe a week's too much even, but for the day. It's like, you get up in the morning, you think, I need to do everything I can to make this day as meaningful and rich as I possibly can. And hopefully I will have had a full day by this evening, and then I'll be able to sleep. And then I'll be able to get up in the morning and say, I'm going to try to make this day as useful and meaningful and engaging as it can be.
Because they've been saying, I can't, it's too hard, my life will never change, it's someone else's fault. Those thoughts have consequences in the body.
So then if a person then becomes conscious of those unconscious thoughts, becomes aware of how they speak and how they act, and they notice how they're feeling, they're no longer the program.
It's my mom's fault, my dad's fault, it's my husband's fault, my wife's fault, it's this. You're living your life like this. And as long as you live your life pointing the finger externally, you give that external force, whatever it is, the power to control the rest of your life.
Get laser focused, eliminate distractions, eliminate the things that steal your laser focused audit, your research audit, your obsession audit. Begin to do these things and you will begin to change your entire life.
So focus on making yourself who you want to be. Faster, stronger, smarter, more humble, less ego. Discipline your body. Free your mind. Get up early and go. Get after it and you will become the person you want to be.
But dadgone it, you've got to get hungry and you've got to get focused. And I know these sound like basic things, but go to any area of your life you want something right now. Pick the number one thing you want to change. Body, money, business, relationship, faith, I don't care what it is. Pick it right now. 1 to 10, how hungry are you?
Every time I've lost, people say, you got to jump right back up. I disagree with that. After you lose, or when you get knocked out, stay down there for a minute. Understand why you lost. What were the reasons? Why are you down here? Why did you lose? So every time I lost, I stayed down for a second. Minutes, hours, days. But when I stood up, I was different.
The proof is in the pudding. So if you want to do something, if you thought about something you want to do, take it head on. Decide that you're going to start looking at it, start doing research on it, start tackling it, start becoming involved in whatever and wherever it might lead you to begin to explore the possibilities in that particular thing that you're seeking so that you can begin to learn all you can about it. Decide that you're going to face it, that whatever shortcomings you have, that you're going to strengthen yourself there. Whatever training was required, that you're going to go get that training, that you're going to get started right now. Do what you can, where you are with what you have, and never be satisfied.
We allow it so much, we let people change how we feel about ourselves. You will always feel like you're less seeing yourself through the eyes of someone who cares less about you. You'll always see yourself as less trying to change for a person that will never change for you. And a lot of us, we live our life like that, making somebody else happy but dying inside. Losing ourselves to please someone else. The first step to unhappiness is trying to please everyone else. What's the point of gaining the world's approval if that gain means you lose yourself?
You may have had a bad day, but it doesn't give you a right to keep a bad disposition. That bad day is something that you have got to go through to develop who you want to be on a brighter day. If you allow the bad days to define who you are, then you will look at life and see that is somehow the dark days are meant to be the right of your life. That somehow the ill omens and bad thoughts were there to wipe out the light that is inside of you.
So many times in life, man, we choose to settle for less when so much more is available to us. And I don't know what this message means to you today, right? I don't know where you're at. My life changed when I stopped deciding to settle for less. And I decided to go get the more that was meant for my life. While we're living life every single day existing because we've chosen to settle for less at some point in our life. Life is not meant to be lived to exist. Life is meant to be lived to evolve.
See, when you're going someplace and you already know how much you're going to make, you already know how far you can go. You're in a dead-end position. It erodes your self-esteem.
It lowers your sense of yourself. It creates an inner turmoil. It creates an emptiness in you.
So I say that your life is worth finding what it is that you're supposed to be.
And every single day, I was pursuing perfection and excellence, even though I knew I would probably never catch it. But just the fact that I was willing to chase it, I would defeat most of my opponents, because most of my opponents would never chase something that didn't have any guarantees attached to it. Most cats need guarantees in order to be great. Just start working at it just a little bit, but do find out what your work is and hold on to it, and don't let your dream go. Don't let it go.
But maybe tomorrow you can pick up that fire. Perhaps you can make it a little bit more bright by focusing on the things that you know you can control rather than allowing it to roll over you.
Well, I would say pick something, right? Pick something, a nameable goal, and then try to implement it. And what'll happen is you'll learn a lot by trying to implement it. And one of the things you might learn is what a slightly better goal might be. You know, because if you try something diligently and you succeed or you fail, you're going to learn from the effort expended in the detailed implementation of the goal. It's going to inform you. You will be slightly different as a consequence of the attempt. And what that'll mean is that the next goal you pick will be a little more suited to you.
And so the moment you stop making the same choices that you always make, get ready, because it's going to be uncomfortable. And that's the moment you're heading towards the new self. And we call it stepping into the river of change. But now, remember, 95% of who you are is your body as the mind. You know, you've done something enough times that your body does it better than your brain. So you may actually complain unconsciously, because your body does it all the time. And all of a sudden you say, no complaining, no more blaming, no more feeling sorry for myself, no more talking about other people, I'm gonna stop.
You have to make it a part of your passion to say that I'm not gonna allow happiness to pass me up. I'm about to run roughshod over everything that tries to stop me from my goals, because I am not going to allow the comments from trolls to set my opinion about myself, not now, not tomorrow, not today. Don't compare yourself to what you see on others. Compare yourself to what you know is inside of your mind, that vision about what you could have been. And some of the truth is this, that until you go through some things, you don't realize that the limits you had on yourself were way too low.
I want you to understand that life is meant to be lived, to evolve, not just exist. And I want to tell you right now, listen to my voice, that there's so much more for your life. I don't care what hard time you're going through, there's more to your life than hard times. I don't care what life, what hard time that you suffered in life, what loss that you suffered, there's more to your life than what you lost, right? I don't care about that person doing you wrong or what's going on in your life. There's more to your life than that person doing you wrong.
The thoughts in your head that say, why don't you start tomorrow? Tomorrow's a better day. This is too hard for me. I can't change. Something's wrong with me. It's my mother's fault. It's my ex-husband's fault. It's my ex-wife's fault. I'm this way because of this event, or the most important one, this doesn't feel right. And the moment you respond to that thought as if it's true, that thought leads to the same choice, which leads to the same behavior, that creates the same experience, that produces the same emotion, and the person says, this feels right.
You have to go through some of these trials, some of these dark nights, so that you can write about them and have the fodder needed for you to have the fire that can give you the light to make it through every bad situation for the rest of your life. Good things happen to great people. Bad things happen to great people. But what you have to decide is,
Am I going to allow the bad things to be greater than my good? Am I going to allow frustration to overwhelm? If you do that, then you never had a purpose, you never had a passion in the first place. Everyone can live life if it were easy. Everyone could thrive if there were nothing that could come after you the hard. Or whatever comes after you the hard is only there to help shape you into a better person. There's more. Dark nights will come, but there's a champion that walks out with the light. You ready to be that champion?
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. So I see these shots, I see these sequences, and I don't shy away from them. A lot of times people believe in saying things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. If you truly believe in it, if you become vocal with it, you are creating that law of attraction and it will become reality.
What come out your mouth is what's gonna come back to you. It's the law of attraction. I never get nobody. You're not. I can't lose this weight. You sure ain't. I'm gonna get thick this year. Strong possible. I'll never be rich. Promise you, you won't. I'm gonna be rich one day. Strong possibility. That's how it works, man. It is the law of attraction. The moment you say it, you begin to change. It's the process. If you think big, you'll be big. If you think small, you'll be small.
There is a moment that comes up, and you've heard this said time and time again, that everyone wants to be a beast until it's time to do what beasts do. When people say that, it's become such a cliche, but there is a truth to that. You see, everyone wants to have the idea that you can go to that savage level, that dedicated moment where you are willing to lay everything on the line. But when you come to that moment, you'll find that there are very few who are willing to go that next level. Because in the midst of going there, self-doubt kicks in. An idea can come into your mind and say, there's no way you could do it. And once you believe it, you will never achieve it. But it's just the opposite is true as well. If you can believe that you can achieve it, if you can believe that you can do it, if you can believe that there's another level to it, then you will find and uncover there's more than one level. There are several levels.
Progress is a foundational pillar of human happiness.
So ironically, the one thing most people avoid in their life, hunger, which is caused by being desperate. When you're starving, you become desperate. Think of somebody who's starving on the street. They've got to, how resourceful would you get if your children were literally starving and you had to feed them, right? So the number one thing we need more than anything to win is hunger, which comes from a state of desperation. Yet we're constantly trying to comfort ourselves in the real world to avoid the state of being desperate. And I'm telling you that I think you need to embrace desperation again in your life. Like, do you want it so bad that you're desperate for it?
So people procrastinate because nature is telling them to procrastinate. They are lazy because nature is compelling them to be lazy. And if you don't build the desire to overcome those things, if you don't build that up, walk that process, do the things that you need to do to fan the flames of desire, then you won't.
That's why I said, live full, die empty. What if you lose? What if you fail? What if things don't work out? So what? It's not about the goals that you reach, it's about what you become in the process. That's what it's about. As the people that are going to change their life, the people that are going to recover their health, the people that are going to build their lives and start all over again from scratch are people who believe it's possible. The people who fail are the people who suffer from possibility blindness.
The mindset that says that I can be more, I can accomplish more, I can conquer more. If you can get that savage inside of you, if you can become a beast when it's time to be that, if you can step up to the plate,
And what people need you to deliver, you bring home victory.
Nothing would stop you. All of the silly things that happen that we let slow us down is related to our lack of hunger and desperation. And so I'm here to ask you, how desperate are you for what you want? Like, here's what I think. I think most people would just like their goals. They like their outcome. They're not hungry for them. They're not starving for it. They're not desperate for it. But when you start to feel that desperation, it's one of the most powerful emotions in the world.
You can't give away what you don't have. Now, it sounds ridiculous, okay? But it's more than what meets the ear as you hear this. You can't give away what you don't have. People who are not good at giving away love can't give away love because they don't have it to give away. The same thing is true of virtually everything in your life. You can't give away love for others if you don't have love in here to give away. If what you have in here is contempt, if what you have in here is anger, if what you have in here is fear, then these are the things you're going to be giving away in your life.
See that timer? It reminds me of life. Time is ticking away. We ain't putting no more seconds on. Right? Our time is ticking away. If you're watching this right now, your time is ticking away. I'm going to tell you right now, if you really understand this message, not feel it, not hear it, not listen to it, but if you truly understand this message, it will change your freaking life. Nobody is coming to save your life. People might help you. People might care about you. People might check on you. Nobody right here is going to get this better but me. You're stuck in the same ways. You're stuck in the same mindset. You're stuck in the same perspective. You expect that perspective to get you out your situation. It starts in your mind.
Your crime is based on the time you put in right now. The best of you is right freaking now. You can put in the hard work if you are willing to go extra mile.
I know it's unfair. I know it sucks. I know it's hard. I know all of those things, but it still is possible. You have a choice to stop allowing it. You have a choice to stop accepting it. You have a choice to stop being involved in it. You have a choice to stop indulging it. You have a choice. And some of us are choosing the wrong thing and expecting the right things to happen. You will never win your war by running from your battles.
Trauma, tragedy, darkness. They leave marks that never fully fade. They change you in ways you never asked for, ways you never wanted. And when you're in the middle of it, when the weight of it presses down on you, it feels impossible to move, impossible to breathe. Like the light you once had inside you has been snuffed out, and all that's left is this endless shadow. But let me tell you something. You're still here, and that means something. It means the darkness didn't win. It means you've already survived what you thought you couldn't. It means that no matter how broken, how hurt, how lost you feel, there is still something inside you. Something strong, something unyielding, something that refuses to give up. Trauma changes you, yes, but it doesn't have to define you. The truth is, life will break you. It will tear you apart in ways you can't predict, in ways you didn't prepare for. But the breaking, that's not the end. The breaking is where the rebuilding begins. The breaking is where you find out what you're made of, what you're capable of, what you can endure and still rise from. It's easy to feel like your trauma, your tragedy, your pain are the end of your story. Like you'll never be whole again. Like the person you were before is gone forever. And maybe they are. Maybe you'll never be the same. But who says that's a bad thing? Who says the person you're becoming, the person who's learning to rise from the ashes, who's rebuilding themselves piece by piece, isn't stronger, wiser, more resilient?
There's a Japanese art called kintsugi, When a piece of pottery breaks, it's not thrown away. It's repaired carefully, lovingly, with gold. The cracks aren't hidden. They're highlighted, transformed into something beautiful. The piece becomes more valuable, not despite its brokenness, but because of it. That's you. Your scars, your pain, your history. They don't make you less. They make you more. But here's the thing. Healing isn't a straight line. It's not a neat process with clear steps and a perfect ending. It's messy. It's full of setbacks, of moments where it feels like you're moving backward, of days when the darkness feels like it's swallowing you whole. And that's okay, because healing isn't about never feeling the pain again. It's about learning how to carry it, learning how to live alongside it without letting it consume you. You don't have to erase the darkness to find the light. The two can coexist. And in time, you'll realize that the darkness doesn't make the light any less real. If anything, it makes it shine brighter. But here's the hard part. Healing takes work. It takes courage. It takes showing up for yourself, even on the days when you don't want to. Even on the days when it feels pointless. Even on the days when you'd rather stay in the darkness because it's familiar, because it's easier than facing the light. Healing means taking small, deliberate steps toward yourself, toward the person you're becoming, toward the life you still deserve to live.
And you do deserve it. No matter what's happened to you, no matter what you've lost, no matter how broken you feel, you deserve joy. You deserve peace. You deserve to build a life that feels like your own. Even if it doesn't look like the life you had before. Especially if it doesn't. But let's be honest. The world isn't always kind to people who've been through trauma. It doesn't wait for you to catch up. It doesn't give you the time or space to heal. And that's why you have to be kind to yourself. You have to give yourself the grace, the patience, the compassion that the world won't. You have to remind yourself that healing isn't a race, that there's no timeline, no deadline, no finish line you have to reach. Healing isn't about becoming the person you were before. It's about becoming the person you're meant to be now. A person who has walked through the fire and come out the other side. A person who has faced the darkness and refused to let it win. A person who carries their scars not as reminders of what they've lost, but as proof of what they've survived. And here's the truth. The darkness doesn't go away overnight. There will be moments, maybe days, maybe weeks, maybe longer, when it still feels overwhelming. When the weight of it feels unbearable. But those moments don't mean you're failing. They don't mean you're broken. They mean you're human. And being human means you get to feel the pain and the joy, the loss and the love, the darkness and the light. You are not your trauma. You are not your tragedy. You are the person who's learning to live again, despite them. You are the person who's choosing to move forward, one step at a time, even when it feels impossible. You are the person who refuses to let the worst moments of your life define the rest of your life.
That is strength. That is resilience. That is power. So if you're in the darkness right now, if you're carrying the weight of trauma, of loss, of pain, I want you to know this. You are not alone. You are not broken beyond repair. And this moment, this is not the end of your story. This is the chapter where you begin again. This is the chapter where you start to rewrite your narrative, not as a victim, but as a survivor. Not as someone who's defined by their pain, but as someone who's shaped by it, strengthened by it, transformed by it. The darkness is real, yes, but so is the light. And as long as you're still here, as long as you're still breathing, as long as you're still willing to take one step forward, there is hope. There is healing. There is a future waiting for you. A future that's not defined by what you've been through, but by what you choose to do next. So rise, not all at once, not perfectly, but steadily, surely, powerfully. Rise. The light is waiting.
99% of people in the world are convinced that they're incapable of achieving great things, so they aim for the mediocre. The level of competition is thus fiercest for realistic goals, paradoxically making them the most time and energy consuming. If you are insecure, guess what? The rest of the world is too. Do not overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. You are better than you think.
I've seen great dudes like you who have so much potential, and you can create so much change and solve so many problems for the world, literally sitting there suffering in silence because you fail to take action and you fail to execute on what you know you need to. Remember this, that average is the enemy, that success is your responsibility, and change can take place in an instant if you are willing to flip the switch.
You're not alone, man. You know, we're only alone when we find ourselves alone. We gotta remember to get out there. Nobody's gonna come and just help us be on alone. We have to do it. Nothing changes if nothing changes, you know? So if I want something to be different, I have to do something different.
Someone is dying to be your age. Someone is dreaming of living your worst day. Someone is wishing they had your apartment. Someone is hoping they had your health. Someone is working to get to where you are. Remember, yesterday you asked for what you have today.
The world belongs to optimists, because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will. Sean Puri says the cynics get to be right and the optimists get to be rich. 99% right and 100% wrong. They're right 99% of the time, but they're wrong 100%, because the only thing that matters is the big one at the end. Your family and friends will say that every girl you ever date is not good enough, except for the one time you find a girl that you're actually going to marry, or that this business idea won't work, and you might have 9 failures. My first 9 businesses didn't really amount to anything. 9. As in, the first one, I spent time on it, it failed. Second one, this one will be different. Spent time on it, failed. And then the third one, this one, failed. And then 6 more after that. And it's painful as because the whole time everyone is telling you, I told you so. And they're right. Today. But not forever.
It's Christmas morning, and I know today for a lot of you is a big reminder of the people in your life. And I know for some, it's a reminder of who isn't. Wherever your mind goes, please recognize that today is a great opportunity to care for yourself, to give the gift of treating today like it matters is the best thing you could do for you, because like any other day, it does. Do something hard to prove that even on a day like this, you can show up.
And I think that too many people do this. Why can't the world, insert, be more convenient for me? Well, the world is uncaring and doesn't care about you at all. And underpinning that statement is the entitlement, is the expectation that it somehow should. And I think that is a poverty lens. And so the wealthy accept the world for what it is and then choose to maximize and adapt. Everyone else tries to stomp their feet and throw tantrums and say how it's not fair. And they're right. And so what? There's a Haitian proverb that I think is relevant right now, which is, behind mountains are more mountains. Goals aren't finish lines, they're mile markers. And I think that's a great mental frame, which is that you think that your goal is to get to $10,000 a month, or $100,000 a month, or $1 million a month, or $10 million a month, whatever your goal is. And I can promise you, having hit those, you just move it again. The mist lifts when you get there and you realize there's another mountaintop. But where people lose their way is when they start listening to people at the bottom of the mountain who see them at the subhead and say, you weren't happy last time when you got to the last peak. Why are you going to be happy the next time? But that's under their assumption in their poverty lens that you did it to get to the mountaintop. You did it for the climb, and they'll never understand that, and don't expect them to.
A man matures through early mornings, late nights, pain, losses, disrespect, disappointments, deep reflection, and moments of loneliness with just you. Age has very little to do with it, as you can meet a man who's 23 and a boy who's 35. Because always remember, it's the days that break a man which are the days that make a man.
Always believe and you will achieve whatever it is that you want. Never quit halfway through something. Continue to move forward and finish it. Not quit, because nothing comes easy. It's all about never quitting and never giving up. Not winning all the time, because winning isn't everything. Sometimes when you get defeated, it makes you stronger and wants you make you want to come back and work harder for it. And you respect yourself more for this.
You need an alter ego. A version of you that's limitless. Make your weaknesses their strength. Make your insecurity their confidence. Give them a name. Give them traits. Create an amazing character. When you need them, let them take over. And eventually, you won't need to pretend. It will just be you.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, oh.